אנגלית, שאלון ה', מודיול E, תשס"ה, מועד ב'.
Part 2, access to information from spoken text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב', קיץ תשס"ה, 2005. לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים, הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או הווקמן בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners and welcome to Story Hour. With us in the studio today is Mr. Andy Watson, founder and director of The Bookmark. Hello Andy.
Hello.
Andy, what is The Bookmark?
It's a kind of book exchange. People bring in books and we pass them on to others, and it's all free of charge. Anyone can come in and take as many books as he or she likes. And lots of our books also go to community centers, schools, and public libraries.
Where did the idea come from?
It all happened by accident, really. I used to work as a waiter in a cafe, and one day I heard some teachers complain about the poor selection of books at their library. I'm a great book lover myself, and I wanted to help out, so I decided to start this project, which I called The Bookmark. Every week I bought 10 or 20 good second-hand books and loaded them into my van. Then I drove from school to school, letting librarians take whatever they wanted. But this didn't go on very long.
Why not?
Because when people heard what I was doing, they started bringing me their own old books. Pretty soon, there was simply no room in my van, so I decided to rent a permanent place where schools could come and get books. But then other people started asking if they could take some too. I thought, why not, and decided to open it up to the general public.
So, tell us a little about your place.
It's an enormous apartment right in the middle of town. We've recently computerized everything, which makes it easier to keep records of all the books coming in and to organize them. That's important because about 2,000 books are brought in every week and the same number are taken away.
And what kind of books are people looking for?
Well, novels and children's books are always popular, of course, but so are books in academic subjects, math, sciences, languages. Those go much faster than you'd think.
That is surprising. Anyway, it sounds like a complicated project. Where do you get the money to keep it running?
Some of it comes from private donations, but most comes from the sale of rare old books. I go through all the books that people bring in, and whenever I find anything valuable, I sell it on the internet. That's how I cover our expenses.
And how do you know people aren't using your services to make a profit? Can't bookstores just take your books and sell them?
Actually, that's happened once or twice. So now each of our books has a special sticker with the words, "This is a free book." I don't think anyone would pay for a book that says that.
No, probably not. So Andy, what are your plans for the future?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid the bookmark may not have a future. The rent for our apartment has just been raised, and we've got to find more money somehow. I have sleepless nights worrying about it. That's one reason I came to the studio today.
Well, listeners, if any of you want to help, please contact the radio station for the necessary information. Andy, I sincerely hope that the bookmark will continue to serve the public. Thank you for being with us today.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. וכעת, השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Story Hour. With us in the studio today is Mr. Andy Watson, founder and director of The Bookmark. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Andy, what is The Bookmark?
It's a kind of book exchange. People bring in books and we pass them on to others, and it's all free of charge. Anyone can come in and take as many books as he or she likes. And lots of our books also go to community centers, schools, and public libraries.
Where did the idea come from?
It all happened by accident, really. I used to work as a waiter in a cafe, and one day I heard some teachers complain about the poor selection of books at their library. I'm a great book lover myself, and I wanted to help out. So I decided to start this project, which I called The Bookmark. Every week I bought 10 or 20 good second-hand books and loaded them into my van. Then I drove from school to school, letting librarians take whatever they wanted. But this didn't go on very long.
Why not?
Because when people heard what I was doing, they started bringing me their own old books. Pretty soon there was simply no room in my van, so I decided to rent a permanent place where schools could come and get books. But then other people started asking if they could take some too. I thought, why not, and decided to open it up to the general public.
So tell us a little about your place.
It's an enormous apartment right in the middle of town. We've recently computerized everything, which makes it easier to keep records of all the books coming in and to organize them. That's important because about 2,000 books are brought in every week, and the same number are taken away.
And what kind of books are people looking for?
Well, novels and children's books are always popular, of course, but so are books in academic subjects. Math, sciences, languages, those go much faster than you'd think.
That is surprising. Anyway, it sounds like a complicated project. Where do you get the money to keep it running?
Some of it comes from private donations, but most comes from the sale of rare old books. I go through all the books that people bring in, and whenever I find anything valuable, I sell it on the internet. That's how I cover our expenses.
And how do you know people aren't using your services to make a profit? Can't bookstores just take your books and sell them?
Actually, that's happened once or twice, so now each of our books has a special sticker with the words, "This is a free book." I don't think anyone would pay for a book that says that.
No, probably not. So, Andy, what are your plans for the future?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid the Bookmark may not have a future. The rent for our apartment has just been raised, and we've got to find more money somehow. I have sleepless nights worrying about it. That's one reason I came to the studio today.
Well, listeners, if any of you want to help, please contact the radio station for the necessary information. Andy, I sincerely hope that the Bookmark will continue to serve the public. Thank you for being with us today.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית. שלום.
Answer questions 8 to 13 according to the broadcast. In questions 9 and 13, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. The Bookmark. 8. Why did Andy Watson start his project? 1. To get rid of his old books. 2. To begin a new career. 3. To help people sell their books. 4. To provide schools with books. 9. How has the Bookmark changed since it was started? Give one way. Complete the sentence. Today, 10. What is the interviewer surprised by? 1. The popularity of children's books. 2. The subjects that readers are interested in. 3. The location of the Bookmark. 4. The number of people visiting the Bookmark. 11. What does Andy explain about rare old books? 1. Why he buys them. 2. Why people read them. 3. Why he sells them. 4. Why people bring them in. 12. Andy explains how he prevents people from 1. Taking too many books. 2. Choosing unsuitable books. 3. Selling the books. 4. Writing in the books. 13. How does Andy feel about the future of the bookmark? Complete the sentence. He is.
בהצלחה.